And let's see, then, you have cows?
Yes.
Did you have any particular shelter for them?
Just sheds.
And did you have any special place near the barn for them?
Yes, we had big lots and sheds and the barn and all was, you know, it all connected, you know.
Did you call these lots anything special?
I don't know.
Did you call these lots anything
well,
special?
Well, we had one lot that we milked cows in, or kept cows in, and we had one for the horses, mules. Well, we fed them, you know. That lot was around the barn. That's where we fed the stock in that lot. And we had one milk cows.
Now, this whole area around the barn, did you call that anything special?
Oh, it's the barnyard.
Did you raise hogs and pigs?
Yes, we did.
Do you have any special word for the shelter for them?
Well, we had hog lots and hog pens and sheds for them.
And when you had milk and butter, where did you keep that so it wouldn't...
It was a hard way to keep it for a long years. We got, you know, there was years that we didn't have any ice even here, only in the wintertime when it freeze. And we couldn't have a ice box even put in. I used to put it in a bucket and hang it down in the old well and keep it cold, you know, the butter. And keep it as cold and solid as could be that way. You'd have to be mighty careful, you know, not to let it...
Don't let it
get filled in the well.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a lot of hard ways of doing things then that people now don't think about.
I don't know if we could do it either. I don't know if we'd have enough ingenuity.
The younger generation couldn't do it. They wouldn't know enough to. We had some awfully hard ways of doing things. You know, there was nothing here when we came. We had to start right from the start.
Use your head and try it once.
And it made it mighty hard. Well, I wouldn't think anything of getting on a horse and going all out east on the prairie there and getting the mound of the cattle in if he is gone in the evening. Feeding the stock. I hear the women now speak about having to work so hard. But they don't know what real work is.
Well, I think it's one of these things that is bred by leisure. They get so much leisure that everything is a chore. They work at unemployment.
But, you know, we had a hard time, very hard time. Lots of were hard work and heartaches, and shed lots of tears, but still we were happy in a way. People didn't, we were happy to think we was building a home maybe for the future, and then everybody was everybody else's neighbor. And if a man was traveling through, when noon come, he'd just stop and eat wherever, come to a house or dugout, or stop and stay all night. Feed his team, and he got the best fare we could give him, and they never thought about charging it.
He paid for his meal by being company.
We was glad to see somebody come.
Yeah.
I remember when they first got to having cars here, a neighbor of ours had bought a car, a Ford car, and she came by one day and got me, and we came here to town. That before the streets were paved or anything, and she always had to do the driving. He never could drive, and as he was coming in down in Main Street from the east, I said, "You're driving on the wrong side of the street." Oh, she said, "That don't make any difference." She said, "They'd be so glad to see somebody come to town. They don't care which side we drive on."
Do you drive?
Yes, I drove for 25 years, I guess. We got a 1917 model Ford car, and Mr. never did learn to drive. And if the boys weren't home, they just sat there. We had to go in buggy out. I always drove the team to buggy anywhere I wanted to.